I'm talking with Brad Ziegler, an Odessa high school grad, and a former pitcher with the Missouri State Bears who now pitches for the Oakland A's and is a part of the Major League record books for breaking a record that stood for 101 years. The most consecutive scoreless innings pitched at the start of a Major League career. Brad, first of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
That is just an amazing record, 101 years, 27 innings. The previous record, which you tied last week, was 25 innings. Now, do you remember who that was?
The 25 innings was Boo Ferris with the Red Sox. And honestly, the main reason I know that is because he's a distant relative of one of my good friends.
You're kidding.
A distant relative, maybe one of his friends or something. I'm not sure, but he as soon as the name popped up in the papers, he was all over it and sent me an email about it.
That's just crazy, absolutely crazy. Brad, at what point were you made aware that you were closing in on this record, which is pretty obscure when you think about it?
It is. I wasn't aware of the Major League record until after I broke the American League record, and I had no idea that they were that close together. But when the American League record was right around 22 and a third or 23 and a third innings, something like that. And as I was approaching that one, and then I broke that one in Tampa Bay, then after the game, the reporters there, when they interviewed me, they informed me of what the Major League record was, and I realized I wasn't very far away from it at all. So it was pretty bizarre. If you'd ask me before the season started, what's the record for the most consecutive scoreless innings to start a career, I would have thought it was longer than 25 innings. They've reassured me that that's what it was, and so it's pretty incredible.
As you were getting close to that record, I mean, did you start thinking about it at all, or
not a ton, because I honestly didn't think it would be that big of a deal, because it's not a record that I had ever seen publicized before or anything like that. I just thought, that's kind of cool. I'm getting ready to pass this mark or whatever. But as I, when I tied it and I realized how much media attention it was going to get, it kind of blew my mind a little bit. And so then I thought about it a little bit the next couple nights, sitting in the bullpen prior to the games and stuff like that. But whenever I got out on the mound and was ready to warm up at that point, I was just excited and ready to go. And we were in a one-run game with Texas, so it wasn't anything I could really dwell on at that point, because I was trying to keep our team in the game and get us that win.
Did your teammates in the locker room at all, did they avoid you or not talk about it at all, afraid that they were going to jinx you? How does that work in the locker room?
There might have been some guys that did that. I don't know. No one really said anything to me about it. There's a couple guys who've kind of, they constantly give me a hard time about how well I'm pitching. Like, I don't care if you've got 27 innings, don't tell me what to do. Whenever I just say, hey, you might want to grab me that towel or whatever. And they'll be like, hey, I don't care if you have 27 scoreless innings, don't tell me what to do. That type of stuff. So, other than that, just give me a hard time. They didn't really say anything about the record, as I was approaching it or whatever. So, it's a really neat honor, and it's kind of, it's incredible to think about how long it stood before it was broken. But, to me, it's still all about just going out and getting one out at a time and trying to help our team win some games.
I'm talking with Brad Ziegler, reliever for the Oakland A's, went to high school here in Missouri at Odessa, played his college ball at Missouri State, 27 scoreless innings pitched at the start of his major league career, which you made your debut on May 31st against Texas. You pitched a third of an inning. Take us back to that moment when you come in from the bullpen and you're handed the ball. What's going through your mind?
I was excited, honestly. I wasn't too nervous when I actually got the ball, but I was nervous on the run in from the bullpen. That's a long run in from Texas, and I had so much adrenaline going, I was worried I was going to trip and fall. And so that was my first thought, was just get to the mound without falling. And then once I got there and they handed me the ball and I stood up on the mound, I was like, all right, I've been here before. I can do this. And everything just kind of went away, and it was just me and our catcher at that point.
It's like you and Miss America. Keep slipping on the runway.
Exactly.
Your delivery, is it sidearm or is it considered three-quarter? What do you consider your delivery?
It's definitely sidearm at the highest. It's a lot of people call it submarine. It's definitely not three-quarter. It's below parallel to the ground. But I'm not, you know, I don't. It's not a true submarine like Chad Bradford, where you know my knuckles are down by the ground either. I'm releasing the ball just a little bit above my knee every time I throw it.
How did you get started throwing that type of delivery? Because it is pretty unconventional.
It is. The A's actually approached me about it. I had always kind of mixed arm slots when I was a starter, and I would drop down probably to a real close to a sidearm, just on my own. But I never, you know, I've seen guys doing it on TV. I'd never really done anything, you know, done any kind of coaching with it. And they approached me about dropping down submarine full time, and said that they thought it was a way to separate me from other right-handed pitchers in their minor league system and in baseball in general. And they thought, you know, if I were able to get to the big leagues this way, it might give me a better shot to stick than my stuff did as an overhand pitcher. And you know, hopefully I've stuck around this long, and hopefully I can keep, you know, stay here for a little while longer.
Yeah, well, you know, 27 scoreless innings, a great start. How much of an advantage does that give you over hitters who don't see that type of delivery as often?
You know, I it's becoming a little more common, and so, you know, but every submarine or every sidearmer kind of has their own little niche, and so, you know, it's not like they can really get comfortable with it. But I'm not in the game very long, you know, an inning or maybe two at the most, and hopefully it's a short enough time, and I'm getting out, you know, quickly enough. The hitters aren't getting a chance to adjust to me and get their sights borne in on me. So, but I, you know. So far, I you know, I've had success with it, and our defense has played great behind me. You know, you can look at my numbers and see I'm not a strikeout pitcher. I rely on my defense a lot, and they've made essentially every play, you know, since I've been here. So that's helped me out a ton, and that's an enormous part of the success I have.
I was looking at your game-by-game chart, and it appears as though you're available for tonight's game. Is that the case?
Yeah, I was available last night too. So it's, you know, I even though I threw two innings the day before, I didn't throw a lot of pitches, and I felt fine yesterday.
Now, so. You've got the Royals in town. When you were growing up, you know, what teams did you cheer for? I mean, you were pretty close to the Royals. Did you cheer for them at all? Or
I did, especially we first moved to the Odessa area in, I think it was 1984. So it was right, you know, right when the Royals. I vividly remember the 85 World Series. And I was rooting for the Royals at that time. My dad's always been a Cardinals fan. He grew up just on the Illinois side of St. Louis, and he's always been a Cardinals fan. And then when they, you know, with my in high school, I got to pitch against Albert Pujols in Legion ball for 3 years, and just with, you know, getting to visit with him at local All Star games and stuff like that. When he got drafted by the Cardinals, I became a St. Louis fan at that point.
Well,
So, and then in Springfield, you know, where I went to college, Fox Sports Midwest is very heavily, you know, it's in the basic cable package there, and they very heavily cover the Cardinals. And so I was able to watch Albert play and you know, get to see St. Louis a lot, you know, especially like when McGuire was making his run at 73,
oh,
or 70, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Talking with Brad Ziegler, he's now a reliever for the Oakland A's, 27 scoreless innings. How many innings did you have to pitch before your friends added you to their fantasy team?
I had, honestly, my dad, I'm in a very intense fantasy league where we have a minor league system and everything, and my dad had me in his minors, and he added me after I pitched that third of an inning in Texas. He added me the next day when I was officially on the Yahoo site. So, you know, and I had a couple other friends that have added me since then, and a couple of them pretty quickly, but some of them, you know, I kind of had to go out and prove that I was worthy of being here before they put me on their team.
Yeah, they're jumping on the bandwagon now. How bad would that be if your dad didn't even add you to the roster, huh?
Well, you know, we had rules where he actually had 3 years from the day I debuted to do that. He had full control of me for those first 3 years, and but he just said, he goes, I'm going to take advantage of this right away. He said, I know you're going to go up there and have success. And you know, I think it's a little over our head, you know, I've had this much success. I don't think anybody expected that. But at the same time, you know, just taking it one outing at a time and even one batter, one pitch at a time, even though it sounds kind of cliche, that's exactly what you have to do to have success at this level.
That's great. Where does your family live now?
My parents are still in Odessa. My dad's been a preacher at a church there for 25 years now, or however long we've lived there, and my wife and I and our little daughter live in Springfield, Missouri, still in the off season.
Well, that's great, and you'll be coming here, I think, the first full week of September.
September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Well, I've had that date handed to me very readily by a lot of my friends from high school and stuff.
Absolutely.
So that'll be fun.
Well, I'll make sure that I head up there and cover one or two of those games and make sure I come up and say hello to you, and I appreciate your time. I got one more question.
Sure.
How do A's players keep those white spikes so clean? What's the secret?
Well, we have good clubhouse managers because they, you know, they're the ones that clean our shoes every night, and I'm sure they polish them up for some guys. And honestly, if you get down real close and look, they're probably not as clean as you think they are on TV. But you know, at the same time, we get you know, the white spikes are pretty popular, and shoe companies take care of us, and we get, you know, multiple pairs to wear. You know, if a pair blows out or a pair, you know, starts getting too dirty, then we just got a new pair waiting there for us.
That's great.
So that way it always looks good on television.
Yeah.
So.
Brad Ziegler, relief pitcher for the Oakland A's, 27 scoreless innings. Congratulations and best of luck, and thanks for taking time to talk with us, and we'll hook up with you in September.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, bye-bye.